All right, so let's start it off. Our top four. We'll begin at the beginning with number one.
Number one.
Clemson it is. And I know that they, for some reason, still can't be ranked number one by everybody else who's voting. But their game against Virginia Tech just continued to solidify what we've known about Clemson. They're even better this year than they were last year. That's a fact. Their regular season so far, they have played better in 2017 than they played in the regular season in 2016. They had a lot of close calls in 2016. It hasn't really been the case this year. Their game against Auburn, they won it 14-6. They beat Louisville by blowing them out. They beat Virginia Tech by controlling that game throughout. Game control is something that you're supposed to take into consideration when you have three top 15 wins 5 weeks into the year. That's a really good start to the season.
And I also have Clemson, and I can't believe that they're not sitting number one. Shame on the reporters. Shame on the coaches for not voting them number one. They won it last year. And I know last year and this year aren't the same thing, so you can't say they're surprising you. As Chris said, three top 25 wins against teams who are still there in the top 25. Auburn, Louisville, and Virginia Tech. And to be honest, Auburn was the closest score, but I don't even think the game was that close at 14-6. Alabama, who people have number one in the polls, Alabama's only beaten one top 25 team, and that was a team that was in the top 25 that's not there now in Florida State. Now, Florida State did lose their starting quarterback in the game, but if you're looking at body of work this year, Clemson and Alabama is not close.
Exactly. We're on the same page with this. I would vote them number one, even if I'm kind of projecting ahead, but especially in the way we do this, where it's what you've done on the field to this point. There's nobody with a better resume than Clemson.
Number two.
I have Alabama number two, but based on my last comments, yes. I'm thinking I'm going to move them. I'm going to make a change. And I'm going to move Oklahoma up to number two because they have the best road win of the season against Ohio State. I know their win against Baylor was much closer than people expected, but I don't know. I just maybe can't award Alabama. I gave them a lot for that 59-0 win over Vanderbilt, but then Vanderbilt didn't look good again last week. And then, I don't know. I'm going to move Oklahoma up to number two at this stage.
Hey, you're cheating off my paper. You thought you were going to go
I don't
Alabama.
Have good enough eyesight to see your paper. So.
Hey, I have Oklahoma as number two on my paper because they had the best win of the year. And I've used that argument the last couple of weeks, and Oklahoma really hasn't done anything to take me off of that. Their game against Baylor was close, but, you know, high-scoring, back-and-forth battles. They actually impressed me with how they overcame adversity on the road in that contest. I didn't expect that to be easy for them. So their next game is against Iowa State. I don't expect that to be somewhere where they have a hiccup. So Oklahoma, when you win at Ohio State, you've caught my eye, and I don't know how long that can last with that being your only data point, as the committee likes to say. That's impressive. But as long as we're only 5 weeks in, that still is enough to be number two.
Number three.
All right, Bob. With number three, it's something that I know you don't want me to do, but I'm putting Georgia up there at number three. They continue the climb. And you're a Georgia fan, so the last thing you want to do is to have them get a lot of attention, and that way when they lose, it's just that much more crushing for you. But speaking of crushing, that's exactly the word to use to describe what they did to Tennessee. I know Tennessee isn't very good. They're not a great team by any stretch. But to destroy a rival like that, 41-0, and just totally take their soul in the process, like that was a really good game by them. Also beating Mississippi State, also winning at Notre Dame, and I even think winning against Appalachian State in your opener for, you know, an opener against a non-power conference team, that's a tough game to have. So when you have three of the five, maybe four of the five games for Georgia being something that captures your attention, yeah, they're number three on my list.
Well, I'm going to have Alabama number three, and only because I want Georgia chasing them and hungry to try to take Alabama down. I don't want to jinx things, as you mentioned. I like the way things are going, and I'm going to put Alabama at number three. They did beat Vanderbilt, and then last week they beat Ole Miss, two teams that I don't think are as good as the teams Georgia's played, but I'm biased. I'd probably have to leave the room when talking about Georgia, so I'll leave Alabama at number three.
Number four.
Okay, I got Georgia at number four. I was not sucked in on USC last week as a top five. I called the Washington State win. I thought that was going to happen, and it did. I'm going to leave Georgia at number four, and this is where I'm sort of pinching myself. Road game at Vanderbilt. Usually that's been a W when Georgia's gone to Nashville. Home game with Missouri, and Missouri doesn't look very good this year. A bye week, and then to the place where they've had trouble lately. Not when I was a student, but lately. And that's at Jacksonville against Florida. They'll have a bye week before the Gators. And it's interesting that in that series, it's almost a lock for a team that comes off a bye week in that series. And Georgia's really? Got one this year. Okay. So
prepare, get that extra rest. And is that another one where we can't bother
this year, you? The league this year was fair. First time I can remember. Both teams have a bye coming into the game. But in the weeks where one of them has had a bye and the other has not, it's almost been a lock for the team that had the bye.
Will we be able to bother you during that game?
I think I might be on the air that night at the time. Let me see.
It's the 28th.
We're at Utah State. It's a night game. Georgia will be one. No! I can watch it from my hotel room.
Okay.
1:30 kickoff.
Fish, should we call it
something? 8-something kickoff with Utah State, or is that a 6?
Either way, you should probably be good, right? For most of it. I just want to know, Fish, should we call his phone?
Yes,
should we text him?
You can call me at that point.
Should we just make sure his phone's not? Because he probably needs to be on alert, because in case there's like an equipment problem, he needs to always be looking at his phone every time it rings. But if we just call it every 10 minutes, so it has to distract him away from the television, I think that'd be funny.
Utah State game is 8 o'clock. So
you're no conflict.
I'm golden. 1:30. It'll go as a 3:30 Eastern
Maybe
game.
Maybe we should pull the smoke alarm in the hotel. They'll have to evacuate. Bob will be like at the McDonald's off the Wi-Fi.
That's perfect planning. I love it. Yeah. Fish always thinking of the good ideas. I have Alabama number four. I have to squeeze them in somewhere, I suppose. But I'm not like Alabama in the games themselves have looked good against bad teams. They are doing what they're supposed to do. But how am I supposed to really analyze Fresno State, Colorado State, Vanderbilt, and Ole Miss? Like, you're supposed to destroy those opponents if you're Alabama. And Florida State, the quarterback got hurt around, what, halftime? So, like, the second half of that game, they played with a backup quarterback.
Tell me when you think you're going to know something about Alabama. At Texas A&M this week.
Probably not, no.
Arkansas at home.
No.
Tennessee at home.
No.
LSU at home.
Not if they keep losing to teams like Troy.
At Mississippi State.
Maybe. I mean, it's a road game against.
And they've gotten
team.
Trounced the last 2 weeks. Georgia and Auburn both trounced them.
Yeah,
Mercer.
There you go. That's the big one. That's where I'm going to learn everything I need to know about Alabama.
And then on the road at Auburn to close the regular season.
I mean, it might be the last week of the year before we finally can decide how good Alabama is. Just in time for us to have them face Georgia in the championship game of the SEC. Look at that. I just said that, and Bob's heart skipped a beat. He got nervous. Sweat started dripping right down his face. He's already nervous for that game.
Non-Power 5. San Diego State and the winner of the American. Is it that simple?
Yes, yeah, Troy.
They've got three undefeated and Troy.
Yeah, Troy, after this win against LSU, they're only lost to Boise State so far. And that's just a team I want to keep my eye on. They were expected to be good in the league. Mm-hmm. They return all that offense, and if they're in a rhythm now, which really confuses me about your friend, what's his name?
Neil Brown?
Neil Brown, yeah. And his attitude going into the Boise State game was one as if, like, we don't really need to win. We're just going to try to figure out who we are, and we're going to play a lot of people. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but his attitude going in was, all right, let's just see the depth of this team and play a lot of people. And it wasn't. This is an important game for us to be in a position to be a group of five champion.
Well, and how about when we spoke with their announcer? What game did they talk about that they were pointing to?
LSU. And they took care of that. But if you could beat LSU at LSU, I wonder if you had that same approach going into the Boise State game, what could you have done? So, like, good win for Boise State getting that in the opener, and I wonder if the Broncos do indeed win the Mountain West and make their improvements, how will a head-to-head matchup against Troy play into that group of five selection if Troy does win the Sun Belt? I'm rooting for that scenario because it could be Boise State with two or three losses, Troy with one, but Boise State with a head-to-head win over Troy. How does it play into account?
I think a lot of those depend on whether somebody's unbeaten in the American. There's Navy, Central Florida, and South Florida are all still undefeated in the American, and only one of them can obviously remain unbeaten at the end of the year.